Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 11th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our desire this day and each day to encourage others in the Lord. Apologize, I'm still dealing with a cold and have some raspiness in my voice, I know, and a periodic need to cough, but we're going to do our best today. Today's message is titled, Of Foremost Importance, and the scripture text is from Deuteronomy 8, verse 11.
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God.
Many of us deal with a little problem this time of year, the tendency to unthinkingly write down the last year on checks, letters, and so forth. I tend to do it when I date these messages, in fact. Years ago, I had a little cartoon book that described this phenomenon as checkuary. After about 11 and a half months of habitually writing down 2006, it's really easy to continue to do so in the new year of 2007 when we write out the date.
This is only one of many areas in our lives that we can be forgetful. Many things like checkuary are merely nuisances, while others are very important. But there's one that is of foremost importance. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God.
Deuteronomy is a record of Moses' final sermon before he died, and the people of Israel went into the Promised Land under Joshua's leadership. He stresses throughout the message the importance of remembering the Lord and warns of the dire consequences of failing to do so.
The words remember and forget are used 26 times in Deuteronomy. We may wonder how they could ever forget after seeing the hand of the Lord revealed in such mighty ways under Moses' leadership. Then they witnessed the mighty victories with Joshua. But early in the book of Judges, we read, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God.
In the movie, The Nativity, there's a poignant scene that appears twice where Jewish parents are repeating the story of the Lord appearing to Elijah, 1 Kings, verse chapter 19. The parents set the scene by telling the children about the powerful wind appearing to Elijah, and the children respond, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, and the children respond,
but the Lord was not in the earthquake.
And the progression continues until they all together declare that the
Lord
came
in a gentle whisper. Forgetting is so common that Moses reinforced the importance of remembering the commandments of the Lord in a family household in Deuteronomy 6:6-9. It would be considered by the world to be radical today, but Moses instructed parents to strongly impress the Lord's commandments on their children. Talk about them when sitting down and when walking along the road, which would have been their way of getting around every day, rather than an occasional leisurely walk that we might take today. They were to talk about them at bedtime and when they arose. They were to be visually reminded of these commandments by wearing them on their hands and their foreheads. They were to be written on the door frames of their houses and their gates. This commitment to follow God is not for the faint-hearted or casual observer.
It seems that the folks that put together the movie The Nativity were considering this command by Moses. Today and every day, we as the people of God need to heed the warning of Moses and take the necessary measures to remind ourselves never to forget the Lord our God, or fail to observe His commands. This is of foremost importance.
Let's pray together. Father, the commandments that You give are to be impressed upon our hearts. When our acts of obedience come from the heart, love motivates us to obey You and align our own desires with Yours. As we love You with all our heart, and with all our soul, and with all our strength, we will never forget our miraculous deliverance. For You delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of Your beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. May we ever be mindful and walk in humility as we realize your great work in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Well, we made it through the podcast, and I'm still struggling restraining coughing, so I'm going to wrap this up. Reminding you, our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. Do have a beautiful photo up I took a couple weeks ago down in South Carolina. We basically visited friends in North Carolina, but we were very near the border, and Brooksine had never been to South Carolina, so we just crossed the border for a couple miles and came upon this beautiful scene with the pond. And I have today's scripture verse overlaid on that scene. We also have a link today to a song that we suggest as a means of reinforcing today's message. It's a beautiful chorus many of us sing in our churches, I'm sure, called Draw Me Close. And that is what we all need to regularly aspire, is that we might be drawn closer to the Lord. Well, have a blessed day today. We are having amongst our coldest weather of the season. No snow yet, though, in our area anyway. But it's very cold, but we're thankful for God's gracious blessing of warmth. Stay faithful.